Let's make sure everyone is in and seated.
Can we ask everyone on the board to have a seat and others to not?
I mean, we've had food.
Israel and everybody was
trying
to start. Leslie, everybody,
Israel,
we're already half hour late. Trying to start the meeting.
Israel, Jordan,
would the secretary please read the roll?
Oh, are you calling the meeting to order?
I'm calling the meeting to order. Would the secretary please read the roll?
Chuck Anderson. Ankene Antaram. Rodrigo Argueta. Douglas Barnett.
Here.
Fred Blair. Lydia Persson. Steve Brooks requested an excused absence. Chris Condon.
Here.
John Crumshaw. Luis Garcia E. Ivins. Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Chipasha Luchembe. Brenda Medina requested an excused absence. Dutch Merrick.
Here.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Here.
Steve Pride.
Ahane.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
Lamont Yakey.
I believe that's 15.
15 present, Mr. Chair.
Item B is ground rules for communication. I don't know that we need to go over those again. We're all pretty familiar with that. I don't see any strangers here who wouldn't know what they are. I would just ask if anyone would object. Sometimes we haven't been so good about this. If once we've adopted the agenda, there'll be time limits on each item, and someone will be the timekeeper, I hope. And can we agree that as soon as the time is up on that item, that before we wander further, we'll see if there's a motion to extend time on that item? That's the way we're supposed to do it, but we've been a little lax about it. Does anybody object to being pretty strict about that tonight? I mean, if we want more time, you can have it, but that we stop and find out if we want more time. Hearing no objections, I'll assume there are none. There were how many excused absent requests, Mr. Secretary? Can you remind us of that?
Well, I've received two, but I haven't been online since about 5 o'clock. So if somebody, I have Steve Brooks and Brenda Medina, but if there are others, please, that have gone to the officers or anybody, please let speak up now.
Does anyone know of any other requests? Who? No. Well, then, is there a motion with respect to those excused absences?
I move to accept the request for excused absences.
Is there a second?
Second.
Anyone wish to speak in opposition to it? All in favor of the motion, raise your hands or say aye or scream or yell.
Aye.
Okay. A timekeeper. Who would care to take the thankless job of being a timekeeper tonight? Thank you. Agenda approval. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Yes, Steve.
I want to add something to the agenda.
Okay.
This is no time after the local election supervisor report for questions, and I have questions.
May I ask, is the local election supervisor going to be here?
No, she is not. I spoke to her right before the meeting.
You did?
Yeah.
So she's not going to be here.
So she sent out a last minute thing that most of my staff can't reply to in time. The deadline
has been
last night, so, okay.
Well, certainly when we get to that point of the agenda, please make that point. Yes, Dutch?
I don't see any time certain items, I mean, as far as time of day.
Well, 10 o'clock is our time.
Well, I would move that we start the meeting at 7:30, technically, and not 7, as per this, so everything shifts a half hour to accommodate people stuck in traffic as a courtesy.
Is there a second to that? I'm sorry, a second to that? I see. Kim, are you seconding that?
No.
Oh, so I see no second to that, Dutch.
No second to just having a full three-hour meeting?
No.
I would second.
Thank
All right, there is a second. Would anyone wish to speak in opposition to that?
With an end time of 10?
10:30 he's now saying.
10:30 just moves, because we start a half hour late, so everyone's stuck in traffic. You know, I said people come in up until 7:30. It just gives us a full meeting.
And why starting can't 40 minutes late.
Actually, almost 40 minutes late.
7:35.
7:35 officially, the secretary tells me. At any event, there has now been a second. Anybody wish to speak in opposition to it? Are we ready then to vote on the motion? It's been seconded. All in favor, raise your hands. Anyone opposed?
Can you give me a count, please, for each one?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ron, did you vote in the affirmative?
No.
5-4 against.
What's the motion?
The motion is
have a full three-hour meeting.
In other words, we had said the meeting was supposed to end at 10. Dutch's point is that since we started basically 35 minutes late, let's at least extend the time then to 10:30. That motion was seconded, and now five people have voted for it. Did you wish to vote for it as well?
Yes, I'll vote for it.
That's six votes
Thank
for
you.
It. Who would
I'm
like
going to get my glasses.
Okay. Anybody wish to vote against it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Motion is defeated.
Any abstentions?
Any abstentions?
One.
All right. Two abstentions. All right.
Thank you.
Agenda approval. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Nobody wants to make a motion. Oh, John does. Is there a second? Dutch?
Question.
Well, excuse me. Question? Did you have a question, too? Because your hand was up before.
Yes.
Kim?
I would like to add some time for the board to ask questions of the PMB directors, number one, and number two. Instead of this 5-minute report on the LSB finances, I would like to make a 10-minute report on the station finances from the treasurer.
Okay, could you make those as separate motions? Would that be okay? I know.
Well, we have a finance committee report for 10 minutes already in the agenda.
Did you want that 10-minute finance committee report to be changed to a different number of minutes?
We should eliminate the 5 minutes on report on LSB expense.
That was passed by the board. That's a board motion.
Take it off. It's
the agenda. So your motion is to take off that 5 minutes.
Well, yeah.
What item is it, just so we can reference it?
I'm not looking.
Okay, we'll find out.
I didn't know it exists.
Yeah, I missed it too, Kim, so I'm sorry.
9.
It's Roman numeral 9. All right, and I don't see any time limit after it. Oh, the finance committee. Are you saying
all the way down to Roman numeral 9.
Oh, 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Chair?
Hold on. That's Kim's motion. Is there a second to that motion to take that 5 minutes off the agenda?
Second.
Okay. Anybody wish to speak in opposition to the motion?
I have a question about what the motion is, because she didn't point to what item is, and there's some confusion whether it's item 2B
or item
9.
Go ahead, Kim. I thought she did.
She just said she didn't look, and that was her motion. I didn't look.
I understand. But I think we agree, Kim, isn't it?
There is no...
What's the item that you're referring
to? 2B is, Dutch?
What's the item you're referring to?
Did you read what 2B is?
Yes. Just give me the item number, please.
You didn't read it.
I did.
Jim Lafferty was correct. 2B is not an agenda.
What's the item number you want to change so I can follow along?
I think it's item 9. Item 9.
9. Treasurer's report and LSB expenses. 9.
Okay, so now does everyone
know? Roman 9.
The motion, which has been seconded.
She doesn't have to say that.
Please. She said it.
No, she didn't.
All right. The motion is, clearly, number 9 is to be struck. It's a 5-minute item. It's been seconded. Anybody wish to speak in opposition to that? Yes.
I think we can afford the 5 minutes.
All right. Would anybody care to call the question? Well,
question.
Good. Question has been called. All in favor of striking item 9?
Ask if there's objection.
There was an objection. So all in favor of the motion to strike Roman numeral 9, treasurer's report at LSB expenses 5 minutes, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. All opposed, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 3,
4.
I'm sorry.
Well, Lawrence, did you vote? Are you voting no? Please keep your hands up and keep them up until the vote is completely counted. Don't do one of these.
One, two.
Hands up if you're voting no.
If you're voting no, hands up. One, two, three, four, five.
And now there's more. Right? I see hands doing this. That doesn't help us. Please hold your hand up like
one,
here
two,
and keep
three,
it up.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay. There are six who don't want it removed.
Whatever.
Abstentions,
now,
please.
Add time for questioning for the PNC director.
Okay, so that's...
PNC.
No, hold on. I want to make sure it fails. Maybe it doesn't.
It fails.
Well, all right, but let's just be proper. So those who wish to then vote to retain it.
Are we ready to vote?
Wait, we voted yes, then we voted no. I'm sorry.
I'm a little sorry.
Abstain?
Those who abstain, yes. Any abstentions on that? I abstain.
One.
All right. Two abstentions. All right. Now, your second motion, Karen.
To add time for the board to question the director's reports.
Yes.
Under what item?
And. I thought it was here, but you may be right. Hold on a second.
What item, Kim? Where are we looking?
Do you know what item it is, Kim?
Remember, all times include board discussion time unless otherwise indicated. So,
through the chair.
So the 7A directors means 15 minutes for report and discussion. 7B means 5 minutes for report and discussion. If you want more time for discussion, then you can. And then when you add the public comment and the PNB directors respond to public comment, that adds up to 30. So if you want more time for discussion, you can move for more time.
There's time for discussion with the audience. So as long as there is included discussion from the board, and it's not just going to be all a report, and then I'm sorry you can't ask questions.
That's the understanding of that item, that all times include board discussion time unless otherwise indicated.
So it is there, Kim.
And if it's not enough, ask for more.
Thank you for clarifying it. All right, so with that in mind, are we ready to approve the agenda? Lydia?
Yes, I'd like to add setting a delegates meeting in November.
Well, that's scheduling. That's not the agenda. That's scheduling. Do you want to do that now or under scheduling?
It's not A through G, so you want to add an H. Is that what I... Hold on, please. So scheduling, A through G does not include a delegates meeting in particular. Is that your point? You want to add an H? So the motion is that under Roman numeral 2, add an H, a delegates meeting could be scheduled tonight as well. Is there a second to that?
A second.
Second. Anyone wish to speak in opposition to that?
November meeting.
And you said November in particular? At our November meeting. Seeing no objection, can we move to a vote? If there's no objection, moving to vote. All in favor of Lydia's...
If there's no objection, you don't have to vote.
It has to be
fine. Fine. All right. Fine. Is there now a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Well, Parker moved approval of the agenda. It's not been amended, so...
Yes.
Now, so it doesn't have to be moved again. It just has to be voted on.
It has to be voted on. Yes. Are we satisfied with the agenda? All in favor, raise your hands. Opposed? Abstentions? All right. That brings us to minutes approval of the September 20th open... session?
Yeah.
Number 1F. Is there a motion with respect to approving the minutes of September 20th, 2015 open session? Yes, Lauren.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of September 20th.
Is there a second to that motion? Seconded.
Second.
Yeah, it's been seconded. Thank you. Michael first seconded it, yes. Is there anyone who would wish to speak in opposition to that motion? Hearing none, I assume that that's approved. Number G is announcements. Does any board member care to make an announcement? Yes, Rodrigo. Yes, Rodrigo.
This hunger strike from the Mexican consulate for 5 days or in regards of the children that have been disappeared in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, so there are two mothers, no children, 13 years old, and then women, of course, too, you know, but so the her name is Carla, and she needs a lot of support, and it's going to be until this coming weekend.
This is an ongoing hunger strike?
And then ongoing, yes.
So is it already...
About three persons are now...
If somebody wanted to find out more about it or how to join it, would they contact you or what?
Well, they can contact me. I have information.
All right.
Of course, you know.
Yeah. All right. Any other announcements? Yes,
could I ask the people use the microphone? I'm not hearing everything.
Good point. I'm having trouble myself, and I apologize for not using my own. So please do grab a mic. We have to share mics, but do that. Other announcements, please, if any. Other announcements? Other announcements? Hearing going once, twice, three times?
John, do you have any announcements?
Any announcements? Hearing none. Further, we go to Roman numeral 2 on the adopted agenda. Scheduling, location, announcement of meetings. 10 minutes, timekeeper for this one, starting with a governance committee. Well, people can read these.
Well, you just read them out loud into the
room. Yeah, please. Let me do that. Governance committee will be meeting on Monday, November 9th. At 2015 at 7:30 p.m. at the Peace Center. B, Finance Committee will be meeting Tuesday, November 10th.
Excuse me?
Yes, that's a change, isn't it?
Normally the Finance Committee meets on the third Tuesday. I didn't realize it was going to have to be the second Tuesday because of the LSB meeting on the third Sunday. I'll be out of town November 10th, so I think we'll have to reschedule the...
So you're saying item B, for the moment, is in abeyance until it's been rescheduled,
yeah.
Correct? Okay. Item C, LSB meeting, Sunday, November 15th, 2015 at 1 p.m.
I have a point of order.
Yes.
Just because the chair can't be there doesn't mean that a committee gets changed.
Okay.
I mean, he's the treasurer.
Shh, please, the audience, no, please. I mean, this is not public comment time.
You had a meeting last night. You didn't change the meeting last night.
I didn't realize that it was scheduled for the thing. So,
well, we've received my request for one.
Yes.
Well, it may not be scheduled.
Yes, so hold on. Yes, Chris requested, and we've always done that.
I don't think your microphone is on.
I think maybe I'm just not talking loud enough, Chris. I'm sorry. But no, Chris, that's sort of the rule, if you will. We're supposed to use mics. So, Kim, is there a mic that you're using there, please, so we can hear you better?
I'm not saying anything.
No. I could have sworn I just heard you, but all right. Okay, fair enough. Michael, is there anything you wish to say on this point?
I apologize. I didn't realize that we had to meet on the second Tuesday. I'll be out of town. I want to consult with the rest of the committee and see if we can reschedule if possible.
All right.
So hold it in advance.
All right. Then item Roman numeral 2, item E, outreach committee, it says to be announced.
November 19th.
So now it's being announced.
November 19th at the station, 7 o'clock.
Did everybody hear that? The outreach committee will meet on November 19th at 7 o'clock?
At the station.
For 2 hours?
Well, yes. Okay. Item D is personnel committee to be announced.
Is there any... Well, if there's no committee functioning, I'll just strike it.
Item E is the Program Oversight Committee to be announced.
Nope.
No announcement. Item F, PNB Committee of Inclusion to be announced. No announcement on that. And then the CAB meeting to be announced, item G.
No, it's this Saturday.
Yeah.
It's this Saturday?
Yes. And it is at, I believe, 1 o'clock at the Eco Village.
117 Bimini Place, 1 to 2:30.
Use the mic, please, Kim. Leslie, if you would.
It is this Saturday. It's 1 to 2:30 at Eco Village, 117 Bimini Place, B-I-M-I-N-A Place in Los Angeles.
Thank you. And another LSB member has joined us. Would you give your name to the out loud so the secretary can record your presence?
I'm Kenny Agassi.
Thank you.
I think that brings us to Roman numeral 3.
No, H. We added H.
Oh, we added H. I'm sorry. The
Delegates Assembly.
The Delegates Assembly. H, the Delegates Assembly, yes. Lydia, do you have a time yet for the Delegates in November meeting that you wanted to speak of?
2 o'clock.
On what date?
Well,
please
Sunday.
Use the mic.
Same day as the LSB schedule.
For the 15th.
For the 15th at 1, so make a time certain at 2 o'clock.
All right, fair enough. Yes. And please use the mic, Kim.
So it was at 1 and now it's at 2, or I'm confused?
I think the confusion flows. In fact, there's an LSB meeting at 1, and so, correct me if I'm wrong, so Lydia, you're saying then the delegates meeting should be at 2 on that day. Is that correct?
What is the delegates meeting for?
Lydia?
Passing bylaws.
The board was supposed to do tonight.
Okay, but we didn't announce a delegates meeting is the problem. The delegates assembly.
So you're saying it would be...
So that's off the agenda, then.
Is it on the agenda?
It's a discussion.
There's a discussion.
There's a discussion, not a delegates assembly on this agenda. It's just a
discussion?
If you want to use it. That's...
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, we can announce the various amendments during that section that were passed, and then people can be prepared then at the...
But your point is that a proper announcement will go out so there can be a vote at the November meeting, correct? Correct, Lydia?
Yes, Lydia. That's correct.
That's correct. Thank
you. Still timely.
Lydia, how much time do you want? I assume we're going to go to LSB, to delegates, back to LSB. Should I schedule a length for the delegates, like 30 minutes or an hour? Or?
For the delegates
meeting?
Yeah, there's 6 of them, so what?
To vote.
30 minutes, an hour?
I don't think that we can put a time on it.
I have to put an end time.
Why?
No, the LSB starts at 1.
Well, I have to put an end time on the calendar.
2 o'clock is when you said the delegates would start.
Okay,
meeting.
Then I would put
3:30. Thank you.
Because we have to have listener comment on the bylaws especially.
Okay.
So 90 minutes.
And there are 6.
These are amendments.
Please, not the audience yet. We'll get to the audience time, public comment time. That would seem to bring us to Roman numeral 3, implementation follow-up action item, 10 minutes. And John, I wonder if you'd explain to the LSB what you were explaining to me before, so that we understand point A and B.
At the last LSB meeting, a member requested information on the board's excused absence policy. So on the last page of the paper agenda that you have right now, are two extracts from the minutes, a passed motion, and then the second one was a motion that was passed, and then it was rescinded soon thereafter, just to show what is in place and then what was attempted, but then retracted.
What? I don't understand.
Read.
It was passed and then retracted.
It was rescinded. Yes, it was. Yeah. So in case anybody recalls this and thinks that what you voted on is still in place, I just put this here to remind you that some things were addressed, but then the board changed its mind, and this is 3 years ago. But okay. So I'm showing you what's in place and what was something that the board had considered, but
rejected.
But rejected because they thought it. It exceeded the bylaws.
Okay. Any other comment about this? Everybody's happy with this? All right. That would seem to bring us to item Roman numeral.
A point there. I know that there was...
Again, if the mic would help.
I know that there was a motion passed here to have people who made excused absences come to the entire board. So that should be part of this. The problem with these kinds of things is you can just pull out motions that you remember that you like. There may be a lot of other motions in there that somebody doesn't like and they didn't go looking for it. So I'm not sure that this is the definitive last motion on this subject. I mean,
Okay? I mean, I have no idea, frankly, Kim. I mean, you may be right. You may be wrong. Does anybody wish to comment or address Kim's point?
Well, for example, that's another motion relating to this subject that wasn't, you know, put it dragged out as part of...
Well, I'll look again and report on it. I remember, I'll look again.
Would that address your point? Perhaps you could talk to...
My point is just a problem dragging out an old motion from 10 years ago and saying, well, this is, you know, a motion that's in place.
What I understand...
Can we move on, please?
No.
I did not try.
Be quiet, Bella.
Bella, be quiet.
Be quiet.
No,
frankly, I think it's a reasonable question. Here's what I understand, Kim. I understand your point. Apparently, as far as I can tell from my conversation before the meeting started with John, and correct me if I'm wrong, the board passed a motion having to do with excused absences.
When? 10 years ago.
In front of you.
Whenever.
10 years ago.
Yes, early on an earlier date. I don't know when. This is not the first time this has happened in anybody. And so when they then passed a different motion and was reminded of the fact it conflicted with an earlier motion, they reconsidered the motion and rescinded it. That's all. I mean, that happens all the time everywhere.
Okay.
If you're confused about whether the what the secretary did was accurate, by all means, talk to the secretary. Maybe you can search the record and see if there was a mistake. Yes, Steve.
Well, I'm just confused. Why are we even talking about this?
Which item?
Because a member requested this.
Thank you.
We're on item Roman numeral 3, implementation follow-up action item. That's why we're discussing it. And yes, Michael. Use the microphone. Oh, hi.
I think that the board did pass a subsequent motion asking that all excused absence requests be forwarded to the entire board. So that's what Kim is referring to, and it's probably in the record somewhere.
I thought so, too.
Maybe the action item would require the secretary to check again.
Yes.
Here. It's here.
Bella, if you continue this, really, you're out of the room. Seriously, you can't. This is not your meeting. Now, I think Michael's suggestion is... Did you have a suggestion? I thought Michael's was a good one, but go ahead, Chris.
I don't see what the problem is or the confusion is. I mean, this is a waste of time. I do have a question about excused absences because, as you know, I have been absent a lot overseas. I've worked overseas maybe half the year.
Yeah.
And I did submit an excused absence request that covered an extended period of time. The question I have is, and that was honored for a couple of months, and then I saw that I was registered absent. The question is, am I allowed to submit an excused absence request for, say, a four-month period, or do I have to renew that every month?
I think that's a good question. It's a different question than what I think we're discussing here. The question that I thought Kim was getting at, and it registered with Michael and I, was that the board at some point had said it's not enough to simply send your request for an excused absence to the chair of the board or the secretary of the board, but rather it should be sent to the entire board. That's one issue. That's one issue, because people thought it should go to the entire board.
That's not hard to comply with.
I wouldn't think so.
But it doesn't happen.
Yours is a different question, which is, and I don't know if the board's ever addressed it. If it has, somebody should say so. The question is, correct me if I'm wrong, can one, knowing that one is going to be away for not simply the next month's meeting, but for 2 or 3 or 4 months' meetings, can they request an excused absence once for those meetings they know they're going to miss, even though it may be more than just one coming up? Is that essentially...
I mean, it's no big deal. I just would like to know.
Michael, is there an answer to that?
I'd like to refer the matter to the governance committee and move on.
All right, how about that? I don't know the answer. It's a good question, but I don't know the answer.
I think this is a waste of time.
Well, so let's move on. Good. All right. That would seem to bring us to Roman numeral 4, the general manager report summary. No, that's possible. Roman numeral 4, general manager report summary and Q&A, 30 minutes. Starting off, the GM summarizes the report for 5 minutes. The board gets 15 minutes to ask questions and get answers. The public then gets 7.5 minutes to ask questions of the GM, and the GM finally gets 2.5 minutes to respond. So, Your Honor, timekeeper, you're on.
All right. This summary is pretty simple, I think. We have been in fund drive mode since October 6th. Because of the work reductions, we are having problems being fully staffed for this fund drive, but I really want to applaud the unpaid staff in particular for stepping up and filling in a lot of that. I also want to thank the paid staff who have been working very hard when they've been in the station, although we have been plagued with illnesses, bereavements, and other unscheduled leaves. I also want to thank the phone room volunteers. We have folks in there who come in on an almost daily basis and spend hours at this point. I did receive a report that somebody had reported a gun in the building, and I have my memo to the staff regarding that. I can honestly say that I have had no verification of any of that report, but I have also not been told who sent in the report, so I can't inquire. And I think that's perfectly fair. It's being handled by the national office, and I think that's probably most appropriate. We've had four staff meetings in the past month, and I've got another one scheduled for tomorrow night. Two of our chief phone room administrators have fallen seriously ill to the point of hospitalization. And we are scrambling to train phone room administrators as they come through the door and look vaguely interested. We sort of throw them, and Michael knows it happened to him. We throw them on the administrative computer and say, push these buttons and see what happens. For some period, we were reduced to paper tallies, actually using an old-fashioned calculator to figure out the numbers. And I can guarantee you that the numbers I have from FileMaker are inaccurate in the extreme, to the point that I cannot begin to tell you how the fund drive is doing. However, I did go backwards at Michael's suggestion and calculate the income we've received so far this year based on the income that the cash flow projects, and we are at 47% of the income we need for the month, or as of today, we are at 70% of the income we need for the 21st of October, which means that we are behind. Now, I'm not going to extrapolate that further because even that number is pretty rough, but you know, I can say that we don't have the income coming in that we need. On the other hand, I can say that it's not impossible that we'll get there by the end of the month. We had a staff meeting today in which we discussed at some length programming options for the fund drive going forward. And I'm consulting with Alan on those, and I certainly would be open to any suggestions from the board. I would also ask that the board give me any advice they have on extending or not the fund drive. This seems to be an open question. I asked this to the finance committee last night at the staff meeting today. I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to ask at the staff meeting tomorrow night before we make a final decision on that, for your best advice. I have, in an email here, I have included, and I don't have copies here, an incomplete income statement for September, which finishes up the year on income statements from the national office. It is incomplete, partly because our receivables clerk, who is also our phone room administrator, has been sick for a couple of weeks, and there are several entries there that regarding caging costs, regarding credit card costs that are not entered at this time. We have a very capable business manager from Account Temps who has lasted 3 weeks now. She has completed the bank reconciliations for 2014 and 2015, and we're moving forward with the audit schedules now. Again, we're going to have a problem with these. I've enlisted some help to come in and copy the expense invoices. But the income reports, again, have to come from the absent receivables clerk, so there may be some delay in that. We did hold a very successful flash drive at the end of September and grossed $30,000 in a day and a half, which allowed us to make payroll at the end of September, and that was wonderful. For operations, we've had failures of the phone system, we have the email server fail, we now have failing tablets in the phone room, we are putting things back together as fast as we possibly can.
We have, under elections, I think the only really important thing here is that we've been asked for $13,715 to complete the mailing of the election ballots, the costs involved in that, for a total of $18,713 and some change. I have also given to the LSB members here, this is an email, so it actually, in chronological order, reads from the bottom of page 2 to the top of page 1. It is a request from the national office that we pay. We have paid 50% of our national office central services fees, as we have done for the past year, and we have done that again this month, but they're requesting the second 50% from us in the amount of about $18,000. On the assumption that we now currently have money in the bank and nobody else in the network does. I would entertain any advice from this body on whether we go ahead and make a full payment for the first time in months to the national office, given the circumstances, and I'll be happy to answer what questions you have about that. But any advice you can give me on those two matters, extending the fund drive and making this payment to the national office.
All right, I'm sorry, Leslie, what we said. Oh, okay, well, you're done anyway.
That's it.
All right, now the next then is there's 15 minutes for board members who wish to ask a question. Remember, it's 90 seconds for each person. I'm going to keep a list, starting with Kim. Who else would like to? Lawrence. Chris. Rodrigo. Steve, and let me stop there if I may, just so we don't get too crazy. Kim, 90
okay.
seconds.
First of all, I would like to hear management's recommendations before they ask us for recommendations. I'd like to hear your recommendations, what a manager is supposed to do. I don't understand why the expenses for community events can't be tracked. It's problematic with all this sort of cash. Huh? Okay, come. Just note that I'm finding that a problem. I didn't understand what the 18K is about our election expenses. Is that the whole thing or what? And one thing I didn't notice, Matt, last night at the Finance Committee meeting, on the AP report, were these loans. There are three loans. Can you explain those?
No, well, hold on. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Next is Lawrence.
Yeah, so that's my question, too. In addition to the $13,000, what amounts to $18,000 and some change, does that include this? So my question is that $18,000 total and some change, does that include the cost of the LES? Local election supervisor.
What we're going to do is, so you're not confused, after about 12 minutes of the 15 minutes, we're going to stop and give you 3 minutes then to answer the questions that have accumulated till then. I see you're making notes. So
well, basically, Lawrence and I appear to be asking the same question.
Yeah, fair enough. That's good. Are you done, Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
All right, next is Chris.
I have the microphone.
Microphone.
This is what a downhill death spiral feels like. I frankly could not conceive of any way out of this. I have been listening to the station since I got back. It is unlistenable. I could not conceive of any reason to donate to the station. All of my favorite programs are gone, either purged or resigned. It's literally the worst radio station in Southern California, possibly in the nation. The only competition would be some of the other Pacific stations. I would not know what to do. This is the cumulative effect of years of bad decision making by this governance body, by management, and the, with the culmination of selecting the most unqualified person to be general manager. And my only response is no confidence in this body, no confidence in management.
Rodrigo. Microphone for Rodrigo.
Yeah, one thing is that I've been listening to the cards of the candidates, but I don't know who's responsible, but we were supposed to have a limo. I don't know if there's any, but I don't, so far I haven't heard anything. And I don't think this is a fair campaign, and I would request, you know, that there be immediate remediation, because it's not fair for the people who speak Spanish only, right, to be listening to our time when we have our programs in Spanish. They are listening to cards in English, right? So it's unfair, and we want to bring a complaint about it, because it didn't happen before. I think we were very clear before, as well as documents and stuff that has to be in Spanish too. You know, if there is a need, you know, for help, just like we did before, we had to be asked to do it, and we've been doing it. Whenever we've been asked to provide help for that, we do it, right? But I don't know how we're going to solve that situation. And if you don't like the radio station, my friend, just go, man. You know, some of us are really tired of you.
Time is up. Steve. Microphone to Steve.
I'm a little confused because it was a question period and it's giving statements. I actually have a question, and I don't even know if it's the right one. You mentioned the central services fees. Does that include the PRA? Because I'm on the PRA task force. I'm curious, is that something you pay that and then they pay out to PRA, or do we have a separate fee that it's due to them?
Okay, thank you, Steve. Next list of people who wish, John?
PRA's Radio Archives.
Okay, that's all right, yeah, okay, but John, Chuck, Ariana, anyone else at the moment? Well, let's begin with those three. John.
Good. So we had a South Central Neighborhood Council meeting, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, one or the other, and there was a lot of talk about the station. And there was a lot of enthusiasm about the new approach and some of the new programming. And in fact, so much that we now on the agenda for the next meeting, South Central Neighborhood Council, on the agenda is to fund interns to come to the station and work on the station. They have to be from our area of the South Central Neighborhood Council, but also proposed is to get, I think we have three other neighborhood councils that said they would be interested in doing that. So the question is, can we get somebody to come and give a pitch for that? It's on the agenda for our next meeting.
Thank you, John. Chuck, your next. Microphone to Chuck.
I'd like to speak in favor of the general manager. She's doing a good job. She's really got a difficult job. Our former general manager's got us in deep financial problems. She's attempting to save the station and save the signal. And I'd also like to complain that most of us, or many of us, made our cards in Spanish, and they were buried or disappeared. Now the ballots have gone out or going out, and the people who don't speak English have never heard about us or what we represent. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. Yes. I'm sorry. Microphone.
You ask if we should end the fund drive. My recommendation is yes, because every day I think we extend the fund drive, we'll lose more listeners. Unless you do something like have another week of it, but it's mostly, it would be sort of like a softer fund drive where you have a lot of programming and maybe pitching in the beginning few minutes, in the middle few minutes, at the end few minutes, something like that. So people have content to listen to.
Tej, and then okay, go ahead. Then we'll see where we're at. Mike, oh, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to ask or let the general manager know also a concern about the radio signal and how do we check that on the way to San Diego. It doesn't appear to come in that dial. And so our listenership, when I listen to it here, we're thinking that we're reaching our listeners out there. But the signal dies out even by Oso Parkway. It starts to scatter. And so south of there, or how do we...
All right.
I don't know.
Timekeeper, where are we at? Remember I had asked...
We're good. We're about
okay.
At 12 minutes, just about.
We are at 12 minutes. One more. All right. Ron, and then we're going to let the GM answer.
I want to say that the other evening I was listening, and I was hearing a Spanish language pitch for money. And I thought it was wonderful. And I thought, boy, this is great that instead of putting this to Blaisdell or right. somebody that's does them all the time, that here we have the people doing the program making the pitch. And I thought it was wonderful.
Well, GM, you're on.
Okay, from the bottom of the
And
top,
there's 3 minutes left of this time.
I'll do as fast as I can. Okay. Tej, as far as the signal to San Diego goes, I will refer that to Bob Conger. I'm not an engineer, and that is his purview. Ankeny, the fund drive is scheduled to end November 1st. I like the idea of a softer fund drive after that. That's not a bad idea. I also would consider, in answer to Kim's question, extending for 5 days, but certainly no longer than that. As far as the carts go, Rodrigo and Chuck, that is way out of my purview. That's the local election supervisor. If they're not running or they're not available, that is entirely on her. And I ask that you refer that to her directly. She does not report to me. So she reports to the National Election Supervisor, and I have no say over that. John, as far as the interns, yes, as you may be aware, we are starting an extensive internship program that we're going to be rolling out in the next couple of weeks in production, in news stringing, in documentary radio, and a couple other things. We've been doing some trial work around that, and we can certainly get someone anywhere you want them, anytime, to recruit interns. The central services fees do not include the Pacifica Radio Archives. They are paid separately. So this is just a fee to the national, to the central services. We are paid up except for 1 day of pitching that we owe them from this summer, but we are paying our regular fees to the archives. The $18,000 is $13,000 payable this month plus $5,000 that we paid last month. That's how I got to the $18,000. Community event tracking.
No, for what?
For election ballots and mailing. We're also paying, on top of that, we're paying the local election supervisor. That's an additional fee involved in that.
So the $18,000 is just for the ballots?
The ballots and the mailing, yes. I sent a list to Michael this evening after the finance committee when we talked about tracking the community events, and I sent a rough spreadsheet that I'm keeping on that. He's free to distribute it to the finance committee.
I did send that to the finance committee.
Okay, thank you. The loans that you asked about are from private individuals. I mentioned them at the last meeting that that was happening, and they are now on the books and scheduled to be returned, hopefully within the week.
You mean repaid? Is that what you mean by return?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right.
And as far as my recommendations go, I would not be opposed to extending the fund drive for 5 days. There was a lot of enthusiasm, believe it or not, for that among unpaid staff. Or among paid staff, or today's meeting, which is predominantly paid staff. There was some support for that at the finance committee meeting, not universally.
I will get a read on the unpaid staff last night, but right now I am leaning toward a 5-day extension. And my recommendation, and I will certainly defer to this body, is that until we have made our income requirements for the month, that we not pay the additional $18,000, particularly
Leslie,
because we have the $13,000 election bill in front of us.
Leslie, there may be someone answered questions. I'm sorry, but...
That's every question I had.
Oh, that was every question. Well, then, we're 15 minutes are up, and unless there's a motion to extend time, we move to the next item. Is that your motion?
I have a motion to extend for 60 seconds. My understanding is that the last LSC meeting, these personal loans,
but let's just look at second
were
motion.
Going to have to be approved by the PNB before there were personal loans made. That is what was said at the PNB at the last LSC meeting. That was not approved at the PNB. For the general manager to take out personal loans.
I violate my own rule. Is there a quick answer to Kim's question without or not?
Well, this is a rather serious matter.
I have a point of the somebody. Microphones don't work unless you're
right
very close to them.
Yes, and I say I apologize for violating my own rule. I will only violate it for another 10 seconds. Can it be?
Since this is my session, can I respond?
Yeah, we're out of time, technically.
Oh, all right. She should respond.
But, all right, quickly.
Quickly, there was a concern about conflict of interest of anybody on the LSB or management making a loan, and that conflict of interest was addressed by the PNB, and they did approve the extension of loans from specific people who were prepared to make them.
All right. So unless there's a motion now to extend time, she's answered your question, maybe not to your satisfaction, I don't know. But did you wish to extend time?
Yes, I want to make a motion.
For how long?
5 minutes.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Chris seconds the motion. Can we just go to a vote? All in favor of extending time by 5 minutes, please raise your hands.
Sure, ma'am.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm sorry. So the next item on the next point on this agenda, I should say, is public comment. Chuck or Lawrence, would you perhaps facilitate that by bringing? I think that's the long cord. If not. And folks, just so you understand, if there's anybody here from the public who would wish to speak, you also have 90 seconds. The spirit of it is you're to ask a question to the general manager, but you can say whatever you want in those 90 seconds.
I was there.
And form a line behind Bella so we can move quickly if anyone else from public wishes to speak.
Let me know what time it is. Huh?
Yes, we will.
Okay, last night at the Finance Committee meeting, the GM received a lot of good advice, some of which is being referred here again. We agreed that the 5 days seemed reasonable. And the soft pitch is incredibly necessary because Alan Minsky has been destroying the station for the last 8 years. And this repetitive nonsense is killing us, and nobody wants to talk about it. And only now I'm hearing people talking about it. And this goes on every single day. And all I can do is shut off my favorite radio station. And now he has gotten into the habit of interrupting very important programs, the very few important programs, like Letters in Politics, Richard Wolff, and the likes. And not only that, bringing something entirely different into the mix, insulting people's intelligence. Okay, there's an urgent matter, okay? We did not have a governance committee meeting, therefore, as a member, I was not able to execute my right to demand that the general manager, with the acknowledgement of the LSB, take action against certain programmers like Ian Masters and Alec Hodker and Roy Tuckman. And don't say that this is becoming very difficult. There are two policies in place, in force, Pacifica Dirty Laundry Policy and the KPFK Programmers Manual. If you read those two documents, the GM has complete purview, jurisdiction.
Time is now up.
Swift action, please.
Thank you, Bella. Was somebody behind Israel? Did I see you standing up before?
No, okay.
you know, on the whole matter of criticisms and attacks and insults, it's just pointless. We don't get anywhere.
Oh.
That's why there's people who help settle these things by mediation, negotiation. We need it. The board needs it. The station needs it. That's all I can say. Unless people just want to vent and vent and vent, it's pointless. You don't resolve things that way. For the GM, will it have to vent, or will there be any reports to the listener? I haven't heard about it. Were there, or should there not, have been notices? Sorry, I didn't hear. I can't listen 24 hours. Announcements of this meeting, for example, the previous meeting. I haven't heard any RFP notices on the air, which is supposed to be. And I mentioned last time, I'll say it again, since we haven't had town halls for a year or more, we haven't had an all-station meeting for at least a decade, with general manager considered calling an all-station meeting. All-station meeting open to everybody, since a combination of staff, listeners, board, everybody, for a day to go over it, to report, ask questions, make comments. It might be healthy to be contentious, to be acrimonious, possible, but it might be healthy. And finally, in regard to Bill's last point, and in regard to my what I'm saying now, I think we need to have a policy where people can say what they want to say, but they should be open to be criticized and have responses on the air or
time is up. Time is up.
That's a healthy way to solve.
Thank you, Israel. Time is up. Is there any other member of the public present tonight who wishes to address the board? If not, then the general manager has 2.5 minutes to respond to what she's heard so far from the public.
To the first speaker, let me say first of all that any actions that I'm taking regarding what's apparently dirty laundry, I certainly cannot report on in open session. I agree with you. There was a very difficult interruption in today's Mitch Gendrich programming and others. We discussed that today at the staff meeting to some extent. Let's see. There have been 2 reports to the listeners so far. I'm probably going to do another one on the last day of the fund drive. But there have been 2 thus far. LSB notices. It's my understanding that on-air notices by the LSB need to be produced by the LSB. We'll be happy to put those in rotation if we have them. I absolutely agree. We do need an all stakeholders meeting, and we should do that fairly soon. I would also like to see the LSB reviving the town halls. That's very useful. And as far as debate discussion on the air, I've got no problem with that. It's a little awkward to schedule, particularly around in-house matters, because it's very in-house and does not get a wide listenership, but it might be worth doing and making it available through the archives anyway so people can listen. If we put it on, it, you know, do it at some weird hour and have it available to people, because it doesn't appeal to most listeners to discuss elections, pros and cons, or governance pros and cons on the air. But there is a dedicated small audience for that sort of discussion, I agree.
All right. Dan, excuse me?
No.
She's responded to the public comment. Yeah, the next item on the agenda is Hate Speech Task Force Report, 22.5 minutes. All right. I don't know. Yeah, I have. Steve, you're on. Well, if you use that mic, yeah, I know about mine voice too.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege.
Yes.
May I have the excuse so I can be in the station in the morning for the fun drive?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
Does anyone object to that?
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you. All right. Start the clock ticking on 22.5 minutes. And Steve. And get that mic by you, Steve, because your voice like mine tonight, is not strong.
We're not on next week, right? Those meetings are on.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John. Well, no. May I suggest this, unless there's an objection? This I've seen this already. Maybe others have too. But may I suggest that that people take a couple of minutes and read it, rather than Steve with his weak voice.
I can read the notes. After your very generous take on it, I ran by. My co-host was a lawyer, and Monday I was lucky enough to run by someone who was actually argued by the Supreme Court. Well, her takeaway, which she liked what we already got, so I didn't even use her name. So it's been looking about a lot of people. I'm hoping we're getting closer.
Well, personally, I agree. But where was I? Just read it. It will only take you a couple minutes to read it. It's pretty straightforward. And then certainly you can ask Steve any questions or make any comments you want on it.